Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain, baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and we welcome you to another Set Free Live broadcast. Truly, we thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy, and we are going right into the word of the Lord. We are doing a dynamic study on the book of Acts, and God is truly blessing as we go through this book. So we just pray that for the next few moments, as you just settle down with us, that the Lord will bless you as we go into the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to just come before you. And we ask, Father, that as we go into the word now, that you will anoint your word, anoint every listener, Father. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you, Father, for all that you're doing for us. Lord, just have your way now in this time of study. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Going to the book of Acts chapter 5, we're going to pick up there. When we last were in this teaching, we talked about Ananias and Sapphira and what happened to them as a result of them lying to the Holy Ghost. And as a result of this situation happening in the church, it brought fear. And what the fear we're talking about is reverence to God. But as a result of this, even more miracles were wrought by the hands of the apostles, because they were committed men of God that did not compromise the word of the Lord. And God was letting us know, and is letting us know through this situation, that no sin will be tolerated in the body. And we're living in a time now where God is cleansing us of everything that's not like him. So we see as a result of them lying, they had land that was theirs, but they decided to keep back part of the price. But then they weren't honest about it, and as a result of that, they lost their lives. So we come down and we see great miracles being done, so much so that they would lay the people out in the street, and just the very shadow of Peter that would pass by would heal and was healing the people. So the power of God was in great manifestation and demonstration, but it also brought about persecution. And we're going to pick up from Acts chapter 5, verse 17 on today, because again, the religious people were not happy about what was taking place as a result of the church and what God was doing through the people of God. So we're going to pick up now at verse 17, but let's have a word of prayer one more time and just fill in, pray again. Father, we thank you again for just allowing us to come before your people. And Lord, I just stop and pray for anyone that would be discouraged or going through trial right now. We pray, Father, that you would minister by your spirit and by your power. Father, someone may be sick right now in body and weak in body. We ask that you heal. Father God, that you would just touch right now, minister over these airways, Father. Speak life right now. We speak life into the dead situation. We speak life into that body that's frail and weak, and that one that's going through great trial right now. We bind the work of the enemy. And Father, we thank you for life. We thank thank you for your word. We thank you, Jesus, that you come to set your people free. Minister right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Acts 5:17, then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. Now, they weren't happy because of the things that were taking place. They were very, very angry. They were filled with indignation and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. Now, they grabbed all of them at this point and said, look, we're going to stop this. They put them all in jail. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go, stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Now, see, even in the midst of them being put in jail, the angel came right down and loosed them, let them know God was with them. They knew that God was on their side, gave them specific instructions to go right back in minister and speak the words of this life. Again, remember that Jesus said that once they were endued with power, that they would be witnesses of him. And this is what they continued to do. And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. Now, they weren't even aware that the apostles had been set free. Praise God. They didn't realize that they really were dealing with a power that was greater than them. It was the power of God. And that's what they were coming against, the power of God. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says that the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So no matter what the enemy will try to do to you, beloved, know this, God's Spirit, God's power, God's anointing, amen, will prevail. If we make up in our minds that we're going to stand, we're going to do the will of God, and we're going to walk in love, walk in forgiveness, and just mind the Holy Ghost, praise the Lord, God will come through for us every time, because he is faithful, because he's loving, and he's kind, and he's just, and he's righteous. So we have to just be determined that we're going to do the will of the Lord, praise God, and we're going to walk in the word of God, and we're going to obey the Lord no matter what may come or what may go, praise God. We have to set our sights on the Lord, praise the Lord, and be determined, praise God, again, to just do what the Lord is telling us to do. And this is what the apostles did. They were just following the Lord. They were obeying the Lord. They were testifying of Jesus. They were witnessing of him, praise the Lord, even in the temple when Peter and John went into the temple, praise God, they were going to pray, and they saw a need. They saw a man that had a need, and Peter reached out and ministered to him, and as a result, this man was healed. And you know what, beloved, we have the power of God on the inside of us, amen, power to live right, power to walk right, but power, amen, that power, that dunamis to share with others the love of Jesus Christ. And so we must do that, praise God, and we must do it unreservedly. We must do it without hindrance. We must do it without fear, praise God, knowing that God, amen, will come through. And this is what Jesus did. He manifested himself through the apostles' lives, praise God. So they found themselves in the temple, back in the court early that morning, praise God, obeying what the Lord told them to do. But when the officers, verse 22, came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors. But when we had opened, we found no man within. Now when the high priest and the captain of the temple and the chief priests heard these things, they doubted of them whereunto this would grow. They knew again, oh, we're in trouble here, praise God. Listen, verse 25, it says, then came one and told them, saying, behold, the men whom ye put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people. They were about their father's business. Amen. They were teaching the word of the Lord. Then went the captain with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should have been stoned. Praise God. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Actually, I believe they were convicted, but they knew, praise God, that this was really not going to stop. They also knew that this was bigger than them, praise the Lord. But the apostles also knew that they had a job to do, and that was to proclaim the name of Jesus, to preach Jesus, praise the Lord, to preach the word of God without compromise. And many people were came to the Lord as a result of them simply sharing the good news. And the gospel is just that, is the good news. Jesus came and shared with us the good news. And so we must go forth and share the good news with others. Now, Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Now, they knew that they were serving God, and God gave them a direct order, freed them by the angel. Now, they could have said, well, the angel has freed us. Maybe we better just go home. They didn't do that. They went straight into the temple and began to teach the people. They did exactly what the Lord told them to do. Then he says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Again, Peter began to preach the Lord. He began to tell them, wait a minute, you know, you slew Jesus, but God raised him up from the dead. Amen. They were exalting the name of the Lord, but they were exalting God. They were exalting Jesus. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to them that obey him. So again, Peter is right in line with the scripture. Praise the Lord. Listen, he's letting them know, praise God, that they were witnesses of everything that Jesus did, and that's all they were proclaiming. They were simply telling people, look, we know the Messiah. We know the Son of God. We have been with him. He is real. He's alive. He's seated at the right hand of the Father. He is making intercession for you, and he loves you, and he wants you to come to him. He is your Savior. And so they were simply proclaiming Jesus. They were sharing their walk with the Lord. They were sharing their testimony and their witness of who Jesus is and the power of the Holy Ghost, that the Holy Ghost would come and he would abide with them if they would accept the Lord. And he does that for us today, beloved. When we give our lives to the Lord Jesus, Jesus comes in, the Holy Ghost comes in. Praise God. But then we must go further. We must be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Amen. We must be baptized in water. Praise the Lord. All of these things Jesus said that we must do. And so they preached Jesus. And all through the book of Acts, you're going to see people getting baptized in the Holy Ghost. You're going to see them, praise the Lord, accepting the Lord, amen, and the power of God coming in. And they're getting baptized, praise God, as a result of the salvation of them receiving the Lord into their heart. And these are the principles. This is our foundation. This is where we begin. And then from there, we build on it. Praise the Lord. Many times in the church today, we see people get saved, but they don't complete the process. They get touched, praise God. They get goosebumps, praise the Lord. They don't get baptized in the Holy Ghost. They don't go through the sanctification process. They don't get baptized in water, praise the Lord. They just say, well, I'm saved, but not living it. But we must do everything that this Bible tells us in order for our walk to be effective with God. And this is the example that we're going to see as we go through the book of Acts. This is the church. This is the pattern, amen, that God has set for us to follow. Praise the Lord. So when they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. They were simply wanting to get rid of them, wanting to stamp them out, wanting to shut them down. They just wanted to be done with it. Praise God. Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space. So he wanted them to be dismissed. He said, wait a minute, we need to have a discussion here. Let's just let them be released for a moment. Praise God. He had wisdom. Listen, verse 35, and said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, and all, as many as obeyed him, were scattered and brought to naught. Now, we've seen down through the years cults rise up and false things rise up, false sects rise up, sects rise up, amen, and they come to nothing because they weren't inspired by God. This is what he's saying about this group that rose up, and it was 400 of them, and they ended up dying. Praise God. Nothing came of it. Listen, but after this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him, he also perished, and all, even as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. So in other words, he's letting them know these wicked things that rose up, but nothing came of it. They ended up losing their lives. And we've seen that with the late Jim Jones and David Koresh and these different things that have risen up. And as tragic as it was, they ended up dead. And there's been others that have rose up and, praise God, came to nothing because it was not of God. Listen. Verse 38, it says, and now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily ye be found even to fight against God. So he's warning them, listen, if this is of men, nothing's going to come of it. But if it's of God, you are fighting against God, plain and simple. And we know that that's what they were doing. They were kicking against the prick. They were fighting against the Lord. Praise God. And Gamaliel was a man of wisdom. He said, wait a minute, you all had better be careful what you're doing. And we know the Bible tells us don't touch his prophets. Amen. Now, that scripture, sometimes we take that and twist it out of context, and I'm not really trying to apply that right here, but in this light, when the Lord says, don't touch his prophet, do his servants no harm, he does not want any harm to come to his people. So we have to be very careful that we don't strike, that we don't strike out to harm, to pull a work down, to pull a ministry down, to do anything that would cause hurt to the body of Christ. We have to be careful about speaking against the anointing. We must be very, very careful, because if you strike the anointing, God will strike you. We have to be careful of that. And this is what Gamaliel was warning the Sanhedrin of. And to him they agreed. They agreed in what he said. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. So again, they knew the power of God. They knew that as they were proclaiming in the name of the Lord, by the authority of the Lord, that things were happening, because that was declared and that was showed to be true when Peter spoke to the lame man. He said, in the name of Jesus, rise and walk by the authority of the Lord. Praise God. And he stretched out his hand to that man and he picked him up. There is power in the name of the Lord. When you pray and you pray in faith, you believe it, God will do the work, beloved. And God is just wanting us to grab a hold to faith. He's wanting us to grab a hold to his word. And he is wanting us, his people, to begin to decree, declare the word, and walk in the word. We must walk in this word. We must be examples of the word. We must let our light shine before men, that they see our good works and then glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Praise the Lord. This is the time now that we go forth and we do the works of the Lord, and we obey God, obey his word. Praise the Lord. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Now listen, when we go through great trial, persecution. And I'm talking about for the express purpose and reason of sharing Jesus and obeying the Lord. Praise the Lord. They counted it. Let me read this again because this is very important. Let me read it. Verse 41, and they departed from the presence of the council rejoicing. That's my point I want to make. They rejoiced that they were counted worthy to suffer for the name of the Lord and for what they knew was right. Praise God. They didn't murmur. They didn't complain. They didn't take it personally. They didn't have a pity party. Praise God. But they rejoiced in the God of their salvation, and they continued to preach and teach the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. They continue to do the work of the Lord. And I know that God proved himself. Amen. The gospel continued to spread. Praise the Lord. And this is the attitude we must have, beloved, as servants of the Most High God, that no matter what, we're going to teach, we're going to preach, we're going to proclaim the gospel. And we want our foundation to be sure, to be secure in him. Beloved, I'm encouraging you that no matter what you may be going through or where you are right now, praise God, in your ministry, continue the work of the Lord. If you know that you know that you know that you're doing what God has called you to do, that he has specifically given you instructions, and you're following those instructions, you're following that blueprint, you're following that plan, praise God, even in the midst of persecution or in the midst of trouble, continue to obey the Lord. Continue to follow after Jesus. Amen. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Praise the Lord. And know this, you can cast your cares upon the Lord because he does care for you. Amen. God cares. Praise the Lord. There's nothing that you could ever go through that God will not come alongside and help and give you strength to endure. Praise the Lord. This is what we see has happened right here as a result of all the apostles getting beaten, praise the Lord, because of their stand for Jesus, because, amen, they simply said, look, we've got to obey God rather than man. They made a clear choice. They set that dividing line, praise God. They set the precedent. And, beloved, let me say this. If you were to do a study of all the apostles, praise God, all of them, praise the Lord, with the exception of one, died terrible deaths. They were martyred, praise the Lord, but every one of them fulfilled what Jesus said. They were witnesses of him. They shared him. Praise God, everywhere they went, from Matthias on up to Peter, Paul, all of these men of God, they were trailblazers because they set the precedent for us, praise God. Now, we are to continue to follow the example that's in the Word of God. We're to continue the work of the Lord, and that is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God, to walk apostolically, meaning, amen, that for the apostles, that we set the order, that we set the pace, and then the prophet allow the Word of God to go forth, the spoken word, the oracles of God, amen, the foretelling, praise God, and that evangelist, that we are the soul winner, that we reached souls. Everywhere the apostles went, they were soul winners as well, praise God, because they simply taught the word, amen, they preached the word, praise the Lord, and many lives were changed, they were healed, devils were cast out, praise God, tormenting spirits came out, oppressive spirits came out, sick spirits came out, oh my God, perverted spirits came out, all these things that the people were bound with, they got delivered and set free by the power of God, amen, miracles were wrought, praise the Lord, just because these men of God dared to do what God has called them to do, had called them to do, and we must have the same determination now in this hour, beloved, that we're going to obey the Lord, praise the Lord. Now let's just go in, just real quick, we'll go into chapter 6, and we're going to pick that up on our next broadcast, but let me just read a couple of verses, praise God. This is just such a good word, and we're enjoying, amen, this teaching. Chapter 6, verse 1, and in those days when the number of the disciples were multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Now, we see the church beginning to multiply and beginning to grow, and people added, and so with that came some things that needed to be done. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Now, they clearly knew what their job was, that they were to give the word, to give themselves over to prayer and study of the word and teaching of the word constantly. This was not a one-time-a-week thing. This was constantly. They had to be totally surrendered to the will of God. And then he says, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom ye may appoint over this business. Now, there were some things that needed to be taken care of because the widows needed some attention, and there were some just basic needs that needed to be handled that the apostles could not take away from what they needed to do to take care of this. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And this is one precedent that we must keep before us is prayer. We must pray. We must stay in a vein of prayer. We must continually pray, seek the face of God. Amen. And minister as unto the Lord and under the direction of the Holy Ghost. And beloved, those of us that are walking in ministry, praise the Lord, you must set the pace of prayer every day. Get your instructions from God. Get your orders from the Lord. Praise the Lord. Begin to just lay out before the Lord and seek the Lord. There's much that God wants to speak and he wants to say to us. And in order for us to have real word, rhema word, we must get it from God. And that takes us pulling away and getting before God. We must consecrate our lives. We must give ourselves over to prayer, constant prayer. Praise the Lord. Verse 5. And saying, pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, and Timon, and Pharmenas, and Nicolas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for this word today. We just ask, Father God, that you would continue to take this word deep down in our hearts and in our lives. Don't let it slip, Father. We thank you, God, for the example that you've given us in the word of God, how, God, you move for your people and how you continue to move for us, your people. Continue, God, to stir us. Keep us in the vein of the Holy Ghost and keep us seeking you, oh God, and in prayer. Father, keep your people encouraged right now. We thank you for this time and these nuggets that you're giving to us. We appreciate you, Father, for all things that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is an honor and a blessing to come to you each day by way of radio. We pray that you will continue to listen to our broadcast. Stay tuned as our announcer will come and just give you some final thoughts and final words. And we just pray that as you go throughout your day, that you will go throughout your day rejoicing in the God of your salvation, looking to him, the author and finisher of your faith, knowing that God is with you, that he loves you, and that he cares for you, and he does have your best interests at heart. Until we meet again on our next broadcast, I pray the blessing of God will be with you and that you will enjoy this day, this 4th of July. Amen. As you celebrate, praise God. Know that as we share Independence Day, truly the greatest independence we could ever have is walking in freedom and liberty in the Lord, knowing that Jesus is our Savior and that we're on our way to heaven because we're serving him. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Until we meet again, may God bless you is my prayer. Stay blessed, beloved. Know God loves you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments. You may write us at Women of Power Ministries, P.O. Box 7192, Lawton, Oklahoma, 73506. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.